Barry Rivers is the director and founder of the Maui Film Festival. He credits his daily time in the ocean for inspiration and the best ideas. The Rivers Ohana moved to Maui in 1979. That's wife Stella and three kids under 2 years old in cloth diapers. Talk about brave. They had two tents. Oh, and $3,000 to fuel their dreams. The good old days. Today, they've got a solar-powered home on Maui's North Shore and work that sets them apart on the film festival circuit. It's certainly a Maui thing, right, Barry?
It's a Maui thing. How are you doing?
Great. How's the day on Maui?
Pretty nice. We're one day away from firing up the festival, so we're all psyched. The weather's good. We're feeling good about everything right now.
Oh, man. Okay, well, your festival is known as a film festival of hope and positivity.
Yeah, we can use a little of that right now, don't you think?
I think we could. Just a quick overview, Barry. It's 5 days of films and food. You've mixed in so many other festivals and events that go along with it. And the whole thing starts tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, we have three tastes, which feature the culinary artists throughout the Wailea Resort. We have a special VIP party at Spago as well. And then we've got 5 days of films, both at the Celestial Cinema, which is our crown jewel venue in Wailea, as well as
the outdoor
Costa Sand
one.
Cinema, which is a complimentary venue on the beach below the Four Seasons, and also screenings at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, which lean very sort of open, progressively, I guess, this year. I've been internally calling it Woo Woo Fest. There's a lot of good stuff down there for people that are into sort of evolving their consciousness and doing the right thing.
Interesting. You've kind of concentrated them there. You know, I was kind of thinking maybe we should take it by the day.
Meaning
sure. Today starts with Beatrice at Dinner.
Yeah, which is one of the most highly acclaimed films of the year. It stars Salma Hayek, John Lithgow, and Connie Britton, who are actually honoring as well this year at the festival. She's receiving our Navigator Award for the way she's managed to sort of cross over from TV to film and back again and back again and back again. So that's tomorrow night as the 8 o'clock film. Every night at the Celestial Cinema is a double feature. The second film is a wonderful little film from Canada called Grand Unified Theory about an astrophysicist's last lecture to his students on the 40th anniversary of his career. He's leaving, and it's intercut. The whole film is intercut between these Hubble telescope photographs and him describing what's going on in the universe and his sort of very much out of control family life. It's very funny, very smart.
Is Scarlett Johansson really in it?
No. What I said if this film starred Scarlett Johansson, Steve Carell, Olivia Wilde, and Owen Wilson, you'd be halfway to Wailea by now because the actors are. There's not one name anyone will know in the United States, but they're all accomplished actors in Canada, and they play their roles just that well. That's what I was intending to say.
Ah, marvelous. Okay. Well, that sounds like quite an entree to the festival. That's Wednesday night. Thursday, you're on to. I love the surf film you've chosen, Big Wave Project.
Band one of the of best brothers. Ever. I mean, the fellow worked on this for 5 years. He's someone whose name is Tim Bonython, and we honored him with the festival's Beacon Award a number of years ago, which we've given to a few people, including Laird Hamilton, Dave Colombo, people that sort of live their lives looking for adventure and outside of fear and inside of courage is how we like to describe the award. So Tim's film, The Big Wave Project, is opening the night at 8 o'clock. It's preceded by a tribute to Frida Pinto, who people probably know best from her role in Slumdog Millionaire. And it's followed at 10 o'clock by a film called Charge. We're actually going to have the fellow here whose life story it's based on. His name is Eduardo Garcia, and he's someone who accidentally touched a bear in the woods who he thought was dead but wanted to make sure it wasn't alive and might need some help. And when he touched it, because the bear was laying on top of a transmission box in the middle of nowhere, he got electrocuted. I'm calling this film the most inspiring film that we've shown here in 18 years. I can't think of another one. And if people can do nothing other than just look at the trailer, this guy's life is being lived in such an exemplary way, given what happened to him, that no one out there should ever feel they've had a bad day until they see what this guy had to put up with.
So, well, of all the films you've shown, if this is the most inspirational, it's probably got to be seen. Yep, pretty wild. You know, I'll never forget a film that I saw. It was at maybe a Celestial Cinema event many years ago, and it involved a Canadian sort of explorer of space and connectivity, but a Japanese Canadian guy.
Suzuki.
Exactly.
Was it David Suzuki?
David Suzuki.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's wonderful.
I mean, people run into characters and films, directors and producers at this film festival. Then they can follow their work, and you end up following a train of thought.
Yeah, it's true. Really, I like to kiddingly say we open a lot of coconuts over here, but we really do. There's some great topics being explored. Many are new to people. And, you know, honestly, we work so hard to put this together every year that I feel no need at the slightest degree even to sort of rehash what's going on in the world, more so the last couple of years. You know, there's enough 24/7 news out there and real facts and fake facts, and I'm just sort of sick of it all. What I'm interested in is building a future worth living in for my granddaughter, frankly, or our granddaughter, and that's the kind of stuff I'm especially focused on the last couple of years. And this year, frankly, hits it out of the park. It's a great year in that regard.
You've really chosen some very pointed films, including one that's coming up on the Friday, Poisoning Paradise, specifically relating to us here in Hawaii, and what, produced, co-directed by Pierce Brosnan's
He's the executive producer. His wife, Keely Brosnan, and her longtime friend co-directed the film. Mm-hmm. Their friend's name is Terry Tico. They all live in Kauai. Pierce is actually being honored this year as well for his work as a film artist. He was honored, I want to say, 6 or 7 years ago for his work as an environmentalist. So he's very much continued to walk the walk and not just talk the talk of how much he cares about the planet and doing the right thing and sharing the right and important information. So he'll be honored prior to the screening of Kuleana, and Kuleana is the film that precedes Poisoning Paradise as well. Poisoning Paradise, to be clear, is a film that's about the spraying issue on Kauai and the GMO issue on Kauai, and I just think it's a topic that's extremely important. I mean, even to the point where the legislature didn't pass a law and had a chance to do so to inform schools and others living in proximity to the fields that were being sprayed, that they were going to be sprayed the following day or in 3 days or whatever. So that didn't even get through the legislature. So I just think people need to wake up a little bit and realize that this stuff's no joke. And they
there
really need to act as if it's real, because it is real, and it's not healthy for people of any age, especially for younger people. So that's actually the 10 o'clock film. At 8 o'clock, between the 10 o'clock Poisoning Paradise and the Pierce Brosnan tribute at 8, there's a film called Kuleana, which you may have heard of already. It's from a director on Maui, a Maui-born and bred director whose name is Brian Cohn. And his film is produced by Stephen Schaefer, who's not a Maui-born person, but mm-hmm. certainly has lived here a long time and is very Hawaiian-hearted.
Really
they've done a
excited
film set
about
in 1971
that one
on Maui in the era of the Kaho'olawe bombing and the sort of renaissance of Hawaiian mm-hmm. music and language and dance. It's a really interesting story, very well done. It stars
I hope so,
people.
You know. Hawaii topics, you've got to tread lightly and do it right in these islands. Yep. We've just got a minute left here.
Okay.
So I really wanted to point out that you've got films about some of the challenges we face, as well as films about healing and films about ways to go. I'm really excited about the shorts you've got coming up as well.
Thank you.
Often that's a way to see some up-and-coming lights. Are those the ones that are going to be at the MAC?
There are going to be some of those showing before features at the MAC, and there's about a 14 or 15 film showcase that's free on the beach at the Toes in the Sand Cinema. I also want to just really quickly thank Hawaiian Airlines, who is our lead sponsor again this year for, I don't know, third or fourth year in a row. We love having them around. And, it's all at the website. The bottom line is there's much more we didn't get to talk about at MauiFilmFestival.com. We also have a Twitter and a Instagram presence. So, if you're interested in the kind of things that we're up to, feel free to check us out.
The Maui Film Festival is a different kind of thing, Barry. Thanks to you and the people who really put it together. Mahalo to the whole festival, Ohana. It takes a legion of volunteers. The Maui Film Festival runs June 21st to 25th. Full schedule, each day of screenings or related events. Check it out at MauiFilmFestival.com. And we thank you, Barry.
So much. Always love talking to you.
Take care. All right. Check it all out and find links on the Conversation Facebook page.